Who will be saved? How many will be saved? What does it mean to be saved? These questions burn with the same urgency today as when they first arose 2,000 years ago. Join me as we search the Scripture for answers, next on Breaking the Bread. Jesus doesn't answer the question put to him in this Sunday's Gospel. It profits us little to speculate on how many will be saved. What we need to know is what he tells us today, how we are to enter into the salvation and how urgent it is to strive now before the Master closes the door. Jesus is the narrow gate, the only path to salvation, the way by which all must travel to enter the kingdom of the Father. For in Jesus God has come, as he promises in this week's first reading, to gather all the nations to reveal to them his glory. Eating and drinking with them, teaching in their streets, Jesus and the gospel is slowly making his way to Jerusalem. There, Isaiah's vision will be fulfilled. On the holy mountain, he will be lifted up. He will draw to himself brothers and sisters from among all of the nations to worship in the heavenly Jerusalem, to glorify him for his mercy and kindness, as we sing in Sunday's psalm. In God's plan, the kingdom was proclaimed first to Israel and last to the nations, who in the church have come from the earth's four corners to make up the new people of God. Many, however, will lose their place at the heavenly table, Jesus warns. Refusing to accept his narrow way, they will weaken and render themselves unknown to the Father. We don't want to be numbered among those of drooping hands and weak knees, so we must strive for that narrow gate, a way of hardship and suffering, the way of the beloved Son. As this week's epistle reminds us, by our trials, we know we are truly God's sons and daughters. We are being disciplined by our afflictions, strengthened to walk that straight and narrow path so that we too may enter the gate and take our place at the family banquet of the righteous before our Father in heaven. This is Scott Hahn for Breaking the Bread.
Breaking the Bread is a production of the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology. If you'd like to receive written copies of Dr. Hahn's reflections on the Sunday Mass readings, you can contact us by email at staff@salvationhistory.com or call us at 740-264-9535. That's 740-264-9535.